Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Voyage.
Operation Hyena, subject X21B. Unlike previous entries, today's study will be much different. Hypothesis. A fully edited subject can be reversed to its human form via CRISPR-Off. An epigenetic method that avoids permanent change to the DNA, allowing us to not only activate, but silence a DNA strand at will. Like flipping a switch to a light bulb. With methylation and proper targeting, a simple addition of enzymes can erase changes to a gene's expression. To avoid any more accidents, safety restraints and sedation has been heavily increased. We will now conclude this study. Easy, does it? I know it hurts, but it'll end soon.
Help me! Get me out of here! Please!
Remarkable. The subject has shown complete reversion to its human state in what was previously an irreversible procedure.
This study has been deemed a success.
Help me! Let me go!
Of course. The subject, however, was not ready for exposure.
What are you toiling over, Dr. Parrish? And who's the man with the bullet in his head?
A failed experiment. Nothing important.
I thought we agreed not to gamble my resources on failures.
That's why I made sure he couldn't get away.
Well, what are you waiting for? Clean up the mess.
Whose head is that?
Belonged to Boris Spinelli. Funny fellow.
And what are you doing with it? Saving it for a Christmas decoration?
I'm dropping it off to its rightful owner. Get some sleep. Our big day is quickly approaching. I would hate to have to stuff your head in a freezer.
You're part werewolf, and you need night vision goggles to stake out Corso?
I was part of the first group of experiments.
concentration camp in Warsaw. The science was limited then. 50 feet is my max distance of night sight.
The Nazis created you?
I told you my story was a long one. None of it fun.
So what the hell are we staking out?
A transport hangar that Corso owns. We think this is where most of his specimens are being kept for his first wave. See all those empty shipping containers? He has everything funneled in from overseas. Security is heavy. It's hard to penetrate.
But not impossible.
It all comes down to timing and how willing we are to die to find out. We've watched it for the last year. The place was dead for the longest time, but not in the last 2 weeks. Lots of movement coming and going. They're preparing for something big.
So what? We're just going to sit here and wait until...
Shh. I got him. Corso just exited Hangar C. He's carrying something.
Let's do this. What are we sitting here for?
We don't move. Not tonight. It could be a lure to draw us out. We hold tight for now.
Then we follow him.
Negative. He's expecting someone to tail him.
Amy could be in there. They could be torturing her. I can't just...
If you risk it and you're wrong, any chance of saving her is gone. It's not the smart move.
Smart move? One of us here is FBI.
And one of us has done this for 100 years, who's seen more than you can imagine.
All due respect to seniority? Fuck that. I'm going.
You compromise our position, we have no option but to put you down. I do not want to do that.
You said being here was a choice.
It is. Choices have consequences. We'll go after them when the time's right. That time isn't now. This is bigger than you.
Not me. A little kid.
A dead little kid if you want to play Joan of Arc. Stick to the plan. We'll save her.
Amy? I didn't wake you, did I? I brought you some cookies. I made them myself. I promise, there's nothing wrong with them. If you don't believe me, you can choose any cookie you want and I'll eat it as proof. I can see how this whole experience has been difficult. But difficult experiences forge character. It can strengthen you, so long as you don't let it take over your mind. You have to turn trauma into a callus, not a wound. Would you mind if I showed you something? A home video, 1986. I'm the crying baby. My father, Theodore, was a member of a defunct cult named the Seventh Trumpet. He was a pure zealot. I couldn't breathe without thinking the world was going to end any moment. Imagine being around people who believe just you being alive is immoral. Imagine having to live like this every day until you were 13. But look at me now, Amy. A world-renowned scientist who's about to have more power and influence than anyone could dream of. Would you deem that immoral? You can be like me too, if you want. I see you're not interested. That's okay. It takes a certain breed. The official police report said my father lost his mind, killing my devout mother, an unborn brother, before killing himself. Do you want to know something funny? I was the one who killed them. No! It took patience. Lots and lots of patience. And preparation, which I seem to have a natural gift at. All the possible fingerprints and latent DNA, alibi. The ability to load and fire a shotgun while barely weighing 100 pounds. That took quite a bit of practice in the woods. Who would suspect little old me to be capable of such reprehensible actions? But you won't believe what one's capable of when faced with extreme hardship, Amy. As for my unborn brother, I did him a favor by having him avoid the hell I endured. But we'll keep that little secret between us, won't we? Eat the cookies before they get stale.
We got a green light on Corso yet?
Not yet. Sample should be in any minute. I'd ask where you've been, but that's just another black hole of more questions. I need to conserve my antacid.
You're learning.
Is that a pizza I see in your hands? Watching you eat something? That would be a first.
It's not for me.
Ha! A present. For me. And what do I win when we catch the hyena?
Never seeing me again.
Well, I better get to it then. Speaking of which, our friend Boris has gone MIA.
Is that right? Is that the seventh victim you were telling me about?
A potential seventh victim, outside of Amy's case.
They found his blood in a YMCA room that Boris routinely rented out.
And they find anything?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
A full stash of Boris's recordings. Evidently, he was making a documentary about his theories on the hyena. But most of the time, he just yells about chemtrails. I barely got through half of it.
What's your summary?
4 hours of a blithering head case. I can't think straight anymore. I heard that happens right before you crack and land in the funny farm, thinking you're from another planet. Ugh.
I know the feeling.
But I did catch something weird. Here, take a look.
Boris here. This is episode 415 of the Hyena Chronicles. That's the working title at the moment.
400 episodes?
Imagine how much fun I was having.
So, I haven't gotten in touch with my therapist, Dr. Alex Lowe. That's 49 hours. No answer. Very unusual. Have I considered Alex as the hyena or part of some hyena coven? Possibly. I'm still on the fence. My interest is in the deeper agenda behind these so-called killings, which I like to call a genetic culling for a new world order. I know, you QAnon freaks are going to call this disinfo.
I don't get it.
Just watch.
So, here we go. I'm going to try Alex one more time, see if we can get some answers. Alex, it's Boris. I'm either having another episode or this is my big awakening. I think I'm closing in on the hyena and who's behind all these murders and medical experiments. New assistant? The office closes at 6. Okay, please tell Dr. Lowe it's important.
I called the shelter to ask about Alex's new assistant. He doesn't have one. Neither phone can be traced.
So, who the hell's he talking to?
If you had to wager a guess...
Where are you going?
Gonna swing by Alex's office, see if I notice anything sketchy. Then I'm calling it a night.
What's calling it a night? Cheap beer with some lot lizards?
Sounds like fun, but no. Promised I'd put the Christmas lights up. Kids like to help. A rare time they can tolerate being around me. You'd get along with them.
The pizza?
Leave it. I like it cold.
Where are we going now?
You ever been on a raid before?
No.
You're about to. We received a tip of a potential drop point for some new Nox breeds. Corso likes to spread his offspring to keep us guessing. If we're proven right, the source can be verified as good intel.
If not?
We keep pulling at strings. It's a war of attrition, Alex. I think you therapists label it as looking for a breakthrough.
I don't know what I would label this.
ETA's 30 seconds. Everyone watch each other's back. Remember, you run out of silver jacket ammo. Don't be afraid to lean into your feral side. You three lab breeds will be our battering ram. Lycan Section leads the charge. You other Nightwalkers have our six. If you eat any of them, no judgment on this one. All I ask is you eat them before they eat me. As soon as this van stops, we go hard through the front door. When in doubt, use your radios. That's what they're there for. That goes for you too, Shrink.
Move. Alex, follow me.
Got it. I need help.
Remember what I said? Better eat him before he eats you. Bad for a shrink. Want to take it so you can nail it up on a wall for your first kill?
I think I'll pass.
Suit yourself. Looks like that's all of them. Clear the radius to be sure. Something doesn't feel right.
What doesn't?
These aren't Nox breeds. None of them are branded. They're run of the mill. Seems our inside tip was a tripwire.
Tripwire? You mean?
The place is probably wired to the teeth with surveillance. Corso wanted to see if someone was on his heels. Now he knows. Let's clear out.
Some nights I wonder what my life would be like if I never ran into the hyena. I watch millions of people pass by on the street and wonder, who would I be instead? Would life be better? Would I even be alive? The taste for blood got me off the taste for dope. I guess I can't completely complain. From a messed up point of view, maybe this was the only outcome that could have saved me. Figure that one out. What's wrong, Les? Forgot to buy the Christmas lights?
There's someone in Alex's office. I got a beat on him.
Do not be a hero. Hold tight until...
I already called for backup.
Did you ID them?
Yeah, it's Corso.
Police! Ah, shit! The fucker jumped out a window! It's 5 stories down. Where the hell did they go? Oh, fuck.
What do you see?
Boris's head. Something carved into it. Hyena says goodbye.
Get out of there ASAP. We'll use CCTV.
I'm not letting him walk.
Listen to me.
Close off the area! I got him! You hear that? There's nowhere to run! It's just gonna end badly for you!
You took the words right out of my mouth, detective.
Please! I got a family!
I'll eat them later.
Primal is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, and Garrick Dion. Executive produced by Clifford Quirrell. Written by Milan Tomasevic. Based on the TV pilot, Navari Rising, by Clifford Quirrell. Directed by Garrick Dion. Starring Bruce Greenwood as Corso, Veronica Warner as Serpa, and Jonathan Regeer as Alex. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.